beautiful up there. That's a giant fat fucking dome, man. Yeah. Fuck yeah, man. Yeah, you wanna look at some big penis, man? Oh, fuck yeah, buddy. Oh, just for you, man. Fuck yeah.
Alright, now it's pretty common knowledge that I love
big penis, buddy. Giant fucking penis. Fuck yeah.
Very proud of that cock.
Fuck. Beautiful. Penis. I beat my big fucking penis. Penis. I beat my big fucking penis. Penis. I beat my big fucking penis.
Feels fucking fantastic. Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, March 14th, 2018. Coming up on the program today, what kind of sounds did famed physicist Stephen Hawking make when he died? Plus, local resident Terry Pope hates everybody. The smell of semen is kind of like water-damaged antiques. Okay. And the legend of Pretty Ho!
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
And what you don't know about me are the things I do to your kid when nobody's looking.
Yeah! Tim Henson back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. This, of course, is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. A lot happening in the news. Very sad to report that Stephen Hawking has passed away. As the front man for American rock group Aerosmith, Stephen was responsible for the group's 12 number one hits spanning over four decades. What? Oh, he's the scientist guy. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. Acclaimed scientist and international male model Stephen Hawking is dead at 70-whatever. All those stupid ice bucket challenges you guys participated in a few years ago were for nothing. I hope you feel silly now, raising all that money trying to come up with a cure. Couldn't even save the greatest mind in the world right now. I don't know what he actually did. You know, I think it had something to do with space or something. Most people that listen to this program know Stephen Hawking only for, you know, that robot computer voice he uses, a little computer he uses to talk. I wonder how connected he was to that thing. Like, when he was dying, did he realize it? Did he type out a last message? Oh. That's Stephen Hawking powering down. He was a math guy, right? Math or space? He was always talking about aliens and stuff. Why didn't he dedicate his life? You know, he's got this brilliant mind, this huge IQ. Why didn't he try to come up with a cure for whatever he had? Come on, we wouldn't think you're selfish. Still a good cause. I mean, who cares about the singularity theorem or equations to figure out the density of black holes? Do something useful. You pretty much just wasted your life with shit that won't help anyone. All right, so rest in peace, Stephen Hawking. Also today, there were widespread walkouts at like junior high school, I guess even colleges. Kids are fed up with being shot at. So this is their way of protesting. They walked out for 17 minutes, 1 minute for every kid that was shot at whatever that Parkland High School. I think this is great. Kids will see early on just how insignificant and unimportant their voice really is. This is something you usually don't learn until you are an adult, able to vote. Nothing ever changes. Nothing matters. Nothing you say or do will affect change. There's been like school shootings every week. If we were going to do something about this problem, we would have started by now. That being said, you know, if I were a kid today, I would be out there marching, not in some show of solidarity or me being naive, thinking that I can affect change. No, what's appealing to me is the idea of getting out of algebra class 17 minutes early. This happened at what, like 10 a.m., right? I would be figuring this all out in my head. I'm like, okay, if we all leave at 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock is gym. Great. Some kids dread science and math classes. I would dread gym. Like, I would look at that clock and be like, oh God, it's coming up. For 45 minutes, kids are going to berate me for my chicken legs and my weak upper body and my weak lower body. So I'd figure this all out in my head, even though the walkout is for 17 minutes. It's not just going to be for 17 minutes. You can't get kids to calm down that quickly. And then leading up to the march, I'd say probably 5 or 10 minutes before the march, it's going to be anarchy. Then, of course, when the march is over, we got to go back to the locker room and change into our gym clothes. I figure this whole thing is going to take about a half hour. Gym is only 40 minutes long. There's no way he's going to make us play softball today. I'm thinking it's going to be a study hall. So I would be all for marching for whatever cause. I'd try to make it a weekly thing. Hey guys, next week we're marching for Darfur. Guys, what about all the old people who lost their lives to the flu this year? It was pretty bad. We should march in remembrance. Come on, next week, 10 o'clock, candlelit vigil. Who's with me? I'd be praying for another school shooting. I'm sorry. Get me out of some of those hell nightmare classes. Oh, I would do anything to get out of class in junior high, even elementary school. That's why I signed up for band in the fifth grade. It's because you got to leave your classroom for like an hour. Now, I only played the trombone for like the fifth grade. I was trying to remember if I played in the sixth grade, but no. I think I hit my band instructor's leg with the trombone slide, went flying, and he never liked me after that. And then I just quit. And then I think that was towards the end of fifth grade. But anyway, all the kids suck in fifth grade. Have you ever went to like a band recital in elementary school? Talk about painful. I mean, that's how you know parents love their kids. I mean, they sat and listened to you, you know, try to play Row, Row, Row Your Boat. Something they would have already heard you practicing at home. Right? For an hour every night. They pretty much know how it's going to go. Although it's 10 times worse, right? Because you've got 30 or 40 kids who also can't play very well. It's all amplified. Oh, that's what that noise was. It was Stephen Hawking trying to play the trombone. All right, well, anyway, so those were the two big news stories today, in case you missed it. I've got some audio I want to share with you. First up, let's check in with the Lincoln, Nebraska City Council. Guess who's back? Perpetual victim. She lives for these city council meetings. Terry Pope. She waddles up here.
Terry Gonzalez.
With her one crutch.
Can we hear me? It's real soft, right? No. Royal Grove, right? That's the strip club, right? Right?
No.
No, that is not a strip club.
Anymore? Was when I got here. Was a strip club. And I'm just wondering, you guys sure gave that kid, that Harrington kid, when he wanted to open the strip clubs, you gave him all kinds of hassle. I've never seen the kid.
Terry Pope, strip club activist. Like, she's coming out in support of strip clubs here.
Took my glasses off so you can roll your eyes. I can't see you. Isn't that something? When you get old, you need glasses to see. You got to take glasses off to not see.
Like, even when she's kind of making fun of herself or just mentioning that she's getting older, she just talks in a very condescending way.
I'm just wondering, there are so many rules for so many different people, and it depends who's suited up and who's the TV place here, and when Landis shows up, and when you have this color on, and you have that color on, and how you doing? How's your eye? You know, and me, I get two. I got me a cop over there, got me a deputy over there, got one hanging his head there. Really? I have a tumor. How much damage can I really do? Well, you know what? I'm the one that you call constituent. And yes, how was that word?
That was a big word for her, constituent, and she got it pretty much right.
Tell me that word. Sesquester. Come on, say that word.
No, well, then now she's fucked up because sesquestered is not a word, I'm pretty sure.
I have been sequestered.
Oh, sequestered. Second try, she got it.
6 times in 2 years. And I have said it over and over and over. And I don't understand why the attorneys aren't understanding.
She comes up and she starts talking and no one knows what the hell she's saying. We're all utterly confused.
Yes. Now, I didn't come. I was playing with the kids today. I didn't want to show up. I didn't care to show up.
But we knew you'd be here because you're always at the Lincoln, Nebraska City Council meeting.
See, I just wanted to see who got fired because your governor said you broke. What happens when you broke? Means you got no money. And then your mayor gives away $8 million and doesn't even ask you. So which one of you gave up your wages? Because that's what a good leader does. They make sure their people are fed. They don't make sure they have a new Mercedes.
I don't think Terry Pope knows how much power or how little power the city council has, nor how much they make. Because it's not a full-time job, right?
I did like the fact that you and your kids were out around the flagpole. I'm training three-year-olds how to tie tourniquets because they can't eat chicken fingers because the SWAT team has to come.
That's, I'd like to hear that story.
It's on 14th and P.
What the hell? Chicken fingers, tourniquets, SWAT teams. And then she doesn't explain it.
Got 3rd and G. SWAT team has to hand out passes because everybody can't get to work. I'm on 1st and L. We got SWAT team on 14th and P. We got SWAT team on 1st and G. And then when did the mission become the halfway house for your prisons and your jails?
Okay, all right. So that's Terry Pope, all right? This meeting is 2 hours long. Terry Pope appeared at the 15-minute mark. And then again at the 40-minute mark.
I'm not 5 feet tall, and the emergency room gives me a 5'2". What do you think of that? I'm not 5 feet tall, and they give me a 5'2". Huh.
A 5'2". She's holding up her crutch.
All right, let's do this. We know I hate everybody. I hate everything. See, now, my property was pristine condition when I got here. Was pristine condition when my husband got here. Huh. And now we're a graveyard. Mickey, you're looking good. I've left you alone. Jeff, you're looking good. Left you alone.
Okay.
See what
you gotta see what Terry Pope is wearing. It's like this mock turtleneck, but it's so huge. Around her neck, it looks like a cone that dogs wear so they don't lick themselves.
Puss.
Terry, have you been licking your puss?
Especially when you get old. You get tired. Now, me, your governor said your state is broke. B-R-O-K-E.
We already went over this.
That means broke. No money. No taxes. I have not had a tax refund in 30 frickin' years. And I wonder if it's the... What am I? Am I Democrat? Am I Republican? Am I independent? I'm a pissed off woman. Now the man back there told me to be nice. My world, you don't be nice. We don't even call the police.
I get it. You know, you got to be demanding to get what you want. You can't just be meek and be nice about stuff. But Terry, you've been coming to these meetings for, I don't know, 25 years. You've never been nice and you've never gotten anywhere.
Because they're too busy.
Oh, God. Okay. So that's the 40-minute mark. Again, this is a 2-hour meeting. Terry Pope again comes back onto the scene. At around the 1 hour mark. She was just like 10 minutes ago, she was up there. What else does she have to say?
I don't have to sign, do I? We know me.
We all know you. I think she's the only person at this meeting.
All right. We're going to do this. Ask them what time it was, because I deal with 3-year-olds and they're home watching. Now, let's take these keys, okay?
Okay.
Whose keys are they?
Oh, we got props now.
What do you know? See this right here? This is in honor. This is St. Anthony's medal. It's honor for Jeff's son. Okay? Jeff knows. I told him.
Lady, that's a car key. I see the Mazda logo on it.
Set him into a class in honor of your son.
Okay, listen.
The next one is a medal. So am I Catholic? Oh, no.
That's a bottle opener. You're showing off your key ring, lady. All right, so that's Terry Pope. We featured her a few times on the program. I'm sure it won't be the last. Next up, I got to say thanks to Madge Weinstein, Cheryl Murkowski, and all the girls over there at Whore Hole. Someone on their Discord posted this, and I wanted to share it with you.
And you may have seen before that I did a video called the Semen Facial Tutorial.
No, I did not see that. I sure would like to, though.
The idea behind that was to...
Oh, look at that. It was an article in a newspaper or magazine. like one, probably one of those trashy UK tabloids. The quote is, I cover my face in sperm to stay young.
We use natural, organic, clean, and healthy ingredients in order to promote beauty. Nowadays, you have no idea what's going into your products that you purchase in the supermarket, the foods that you eat.
Is this an infomercial for semen?
There's E numbers, there's chemicals, there's side effects, bad reactions, something that's very serious that can live with you for a lifetime. So I was looking into natural remedies, things that you can have from home that are organic, that don't cost the earth, but actually deliver the results that you require. Part of the semen facial then led me on to looking into the benefits of digesting semen. Being a personal trainer and nutrition advisor, I'm very much into fitness, having a clean and healthy body. There are surprisingly a lot of nutritional benefits from eating semen, some of which I'm going to read out to you now.
Okay.
So 1 teaspoon of semen.
Just a teaspoon of semen.
Contains over 200 proteins.
Those are babies!
Several helpful vitamins. Minerals, including vitamin C, calcium, chloride, citric acid, fructose, lactic acid, magnesium.
Oh, my semen has a lot of fructose in it.
Phosphorus, potassium,
sucralose,
sodium, vitamin B12, and
NutraSweet, Splenda.
Wow, that's a lot.
My cum has it all.
Shot, please excuse the pun. So today I am going to be drinking my friend's semen. This is because I don't have a partner. You know, in a relationship, I think it's always important.
How do you think that all played out, her asking her friend if she could have some of his semen? I'm sure he was all gung-ho about it, immediately tried to unzip his pants and jam his cock down her throat. Oh, no, you misunderstood. I don't want to have sex with you. You're gross. I'm all fit and attractive, and you're overweight and fat. I mean, don't get me wrong. You're a great friend.
Friend.
But we are never going to be a couple. No, I just want you to jizz into a Ziploc bag or something, and then I'll take it from you and refrigerate it.
Make sure that you're sexually protected, that you've had...
Like, even when a woman wants his cum, he's stuck in the friend zone.
All of the checks for STIs and STDs. It's also important to lead a healthy, organic lifestyle. Eat clean when you can, avoid processed foods, and try to stick to things that are raw and contain as much nutrition as possible.
Semen is very nutritious. Like she said, it's high in vitamin C, magnesium, hepatitis C.
Things that you can do to improve the taste of semen is to consume things such as pineapple juice, wheatgrass, peppermint.
Oh yeah, wheatgrass.
And cinnamon, with asparagus making it smell particularly bad. Semen will vary throughout the day, whether it's in the morning or last thing at night.
Yeah, if you want a more savory semen, you're going to want to wait until the late afternoon to guzzle down that goo. All right, let me fast forward here. She's got some semen in a bowl.
And I'd just like to point out, he's brought it round to me in a bowl here. It's fairly loose.
Is that good? Is that what you want, loose semen?
There's a kind of wateriness to the edges of it, a bit like wine would be. And it's thicker in the center with swirls. You can see the semen in the...
Swirls? Those are the babies! That semen doesn't look right. It's too watery. Yeah. Mine is way more thicker. I'm not trying to brag, but...
So this is one ejaculation.
You have a very gelatinous cum.
I'll show you the teaspoon.
Ladies. Oh my God. I can't imagine drinking semen cold. It's like oatmeal or grits. You want that piping hot. That's what I find disgusting about this.
And this is
I'm a huge faggot.
First time that I'm going to try my friend's semen. So I'm to hopefully give you an idea of what it tastes like.
Reaction.
You can see the texture from this. So this is at lunchtime, and it's about an hour old. About a teaspoon that was produced.
Yeah, you don't want to let that semen sit for too long.
To give you an idea, there we are. It fits onto the teaspoon quite nicely.
Why do I not like this? Like, my stomach is turning looking at this. I think it's because she's using a spoon. It's one thing if there's like a penis involved, and you know, I don't know.
It smells kind of like old books and chlorine. You know, when you come out of the swimming pool.
Yeah. I've never heard the smell of semen described as old books. Have you ever been in an old bookstore? It's all musty. My semen's not musty. This is very insulting to her friend.
It smells quite mellow.
Mellow.
Oh, got some on my nose. A bit closer.
There's even more benefits to drinking semen for women because it's actually an antidepressant because it contains melatonin, which helps to induce sleep. Oral sex can also lower your...
Is this real information? I've never once heard that semen contains melatonin.
And for the men, it helps to prevent prostate cancer because of the ejaculation. So actually, there's some really good health benefits for men and women alike.
Oh, just eat the fucking semen already.
Anyway, I'm going to give this a go now. So here's my teaspoon of semen.
Stop stalling.
It's quite loosely. And I'll let you know what that tastes like.
Please gag. Please gag. Oh.
That is surprisingly salty.
Have you never tasted semen before? I have a hard time believing that, you whore.
It has a kind of tang to it that goes to the back of the mouth. It really soaks into the tongue.
You can tell she doesn't like it.
It's quite cool. I would expect it to have been a kind of room temperature taste, but actually... It's very cold tasting.
Yeah, you're going to want to pop that in the microwave for a few.
In that sense, without being refrigerated. And it has a kind of salty sweetness to it, in the respect that it kind of films the back of your throat. You can feel it kind of coating and absorbing into everything.
Come coat your throat and smells like wet old books. Ta-da! Hey, real quick, before we get into the news, I do want to plug our Discord server. If you don't know what Discord is, it doesn't really matter. It's just like a chat room, kind of, you know. You can download an app on your phone, or you can just use it through, you know, your web browser or whatever. Click on the Discord link over there at distortedview.com. You'll be linked up with a bunch of other freaks, typically about 60 or 70 in the chat room. There's over, what, I think 400 or 500 members at this point. Great way to make some new freaky friends and share funny links, people posting clips to audio, video, news stories. There's this great gay porn clip of a guy sucking another dude's dick in the middle of the living room. Not a lot of great audio to it, but the guy's dog gets into frame and starts like humping a pillow or something. Oh. Maybe there is good audio to this. Try that. A little bit of cock gagging. Anyway, this video was posted on our Discord. So if you want to see this thing, you can. The dog's right in front. He's kind of like fucking. His thrusts are matching up with the guy. The dog actually stopped humping because he was so concerned about his master's well-being, right? Here, the gagging. Just a fascinating video. Again, you can find it on our Discord server. There's a link on distortedview.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. If you are not yet a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Become a true and honorable freak today. We just posted a Sideshow exclusive podcast yesterday. We'll be doing another one tomorrow. Members get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at this since December 2004. There are thousands, close to or just surpassing 3,000. You can go back into the archive, listen to those. Plus, every week we do new material. Like I said, we are doing those exclusive shows this week, yesterday, tomorrow we'll be doing another one. Also working on getting some new video casts up. So it's a great time to sign up. Membership's very inexpensive. If you like the show, consider supporting it. This is how I make my living. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. It's $6.99 a month. It's even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. You get a username and password, a personalized RSS feed, so you can get all of the free shows and all of the exclusive material in one feed. Not a bad deal. All credit cards, all major credit cards, and of course, PayPal accepted. Okay, again, superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories now. You know, I've got friends, mostly, you know, Facebook friends, that are very proud to say they're not a Republican or Democrat. I'm a libertarian. And while I have seen and heard from some pretty level-headed politicians who say they're libertarian, there's a lot of nut jobs who claim to be libertarian, like this guy. A Michigan man running as a libertarian for U.S. Senate says he wants to raise money to buy 20 pump-style shotguns for homeless individuals. It's part of his Arm the Homeless initiative, a pilot program of sorts. You know how aggressive these homeless people are asking you for money? Now give them firearms and see what happens. Not only are the homeless constantly under threat from would-be criminals, said Brian Ellison, but they are also under threat from governments at various levels that criminalize activities that homeless people rely on for survival, like pissing on the front hoods of Ford Focuses in parking lots. All right, Ellison says he has no fear that the guns would be misused, for example, to shoot police who are trying to move people off an illegal encampment. I don't know why the homeless are viewed as such a different type of people as the rest of us. Because they're desperate. And when people are desperate, it pushes them to do things they normally wouldn't do. Someone that hasn't eaten in a week, has nowhere to go, live, sleep, shit. Plus, a lot of homeless people are addicted to drugs and stuff. I mean, it's a recipe for disaster. I don't know why I feel the need to explain this to you guys. It's all pretty fucking obvious. They're not different than us. You know, we would probably do the same thing if we were put in that position. If we were homeless and, like I said, desperate, we might, you know, gun down some ritzy looking individual. All right. I carry a gun with me all the time, and I don't victimize anyone. You're also not homeless. He went on to say, I wouldn't expect that the homeless would use their weapon to fight off the police who are asking them to leave. I think the homeless would use their weapons to protect themselves from being victims of violent crimes. What is this guy, like seven? What a naive fool. Ellison acknowledges that his campaign, Arm the Homeless, has shock value that will bring attention to his campaign. I knew it. But he says, as a third-party candidate going up against well-funded Democratic and Republican opponents, shock value is about the only thing he can do to get media coverage. And apparently, he's looking to cinch up the homeless vote. He's rocking a 100% approval rating. He says there is a serious intent to the campaign, which is to bring attention to the high rates of violent crime against homeless people, as well as the dehumanization of the homeless. As to announcing the campaign on the same day as national walkouts by school children protesting gun violence, I'd say those kids have been watching too much mainstream media. It's kind of hard not to, when the biggest news story in America that day is, you know, 20 fucking kids blown away. Yeah, those kids are just watching too much news. I don't think they understand the reality of the situation, says the man looking to give AR-15s to homeless people. Ellison admits that the mass murders of children in schools are a terrible thing. That's a direct quote, a terrible thing. But says gun control is not the answer. Ellison is running against incumbent U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, a Democrat. Three Republicans are vying to run against her. Sandy Pentzler, John James, and Bob Carr. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Oh yeah, I think I saw a picture of this this past weekend. Florida partiers who packed a Miami Beach nightclub Thursday night were keen to see an actual party animal, a snow white horse, complete with a half-naked model as its rider. Think about it. It was a nightclub full of people. It's dark, but it's got like, there's flashing lights all over the place. People jumping up and down, right? It totally spooked the horse. The horse is freaking out, doesn't know what the hell's going on. The horse became spooked on the dance floor, threw off the half-naked rider, and then made a break for the door as the partygoers screamed in fear of a stampling. Mokai Lounge in South Beach is now saddled with a police investigation. Get it? The newspaper's being punny. I like that. Come on, guys, stop horsing around. Yeah, well, now the nightclub is dealing with a police investigation and the wrath of seething social media users. Outrage. Footage shared online. Oh, there's video as well? I thought there was just pictures. I'll track that down. Footage shared online sparked cries of animal abuse, and a petition set up to get the club's license revoked amassed more than 1,000 signatures. The bar's page on reviewing site Yelp has been shut down following a flood of posts, outrage over the horsing around. I knew he was going to use a horsing around pun in this story. I got there first. Quote, people go to nightclubs to have a good time, enjoy drinks with their friends, dance, and party. The environment is by no means a place for any animal or wildlife, the change.org petition read. The Miami Beach Police Department said it had launched a joint investigation with local government officials. Last night, MBPD was made aware of this incident. We are very concerned over the allegations, the department said on Twitter. Mokai Lounge, which is closed during the day, didn't respond to telephone calls on Friday, looking for a statement. They're keeping their mouths shut. Final story we have for you today. She calls herself the most hated hoe in LA. A notorious prostitute, famous on Snapchat. Now, federal prosecutors say there's more to add to the 22-year-old's resume. A grand jury has indicted Melanie Williams, better known on social media as Pretty Ho, on five counts, including sex trafficking by force. She was aggressive in her sex trafficking. Sex trafficking by force, and two counts of sex trafficking of a minor. I'm Pretty Ho, and you're underage ho. That's how this is going to work. Williams was arrested by Los Angeles police in December after allegedly assaulting a woman she recruited to work as a prostitute. Yeah, that's called being a good pimp. Occasionally, you have to rough these bitches up and show them who's boss. You bitch, you gotta get out there and make me money. Don't come back here to this corner without at least $2,000. I ain't wasting my time with you, you know. You can't be shy and soft-spoken if you're going to be a pimp. Pretty Ho knows that. All right, according to an affidavit supporting the indictment, Williams, Pretty Ho, took the woman's phone. She lost her phone privileges for being a bad prostitute. Pulled her hair and forced the woman to disrobe. I bet you she wanted to, like, check the woman's pussy, make sure it was, you know, cleanly shaven, ready to fuck. Williams threw a cup of bleach on the woman. And then beat her with a broomstick, leaving cuts on her face. Splinters. The victim told authorities that Williams had in the past bent her fingers, pinched her lower lip, and slapped her face. And don't get her started on that time in Brazil when her purse was stolen, and Pretty Ho wouldn't even be nice about it. All right, Williams also forced the woman to get her name, Melanie, tattooed on her wrist and face. Federal authorities took Williams into custody in February and have accused her of sex trafficking two girls. She's a businesswoman. Williams is being held without bail and is due in court Friday for her arraignment. If convicted on all charges, she faces 55 years in federal prison. I found a local news story about her. It's really just a headline. But check how fast this news reporter says Pretty Ho. It's like he wants to just sort of gloss over that.
The Snapchat famous Los Angeles prostitute known as Pretty Ho on social media.
It's Pretty Ho. She calls herself Pretty Ho. Well, the way he says it, it's kind of like her Indian name. They call me Pretty Ho. Chief Pretty Ho.
Known as Pretty Ho on social media, has been charged with sex trafficking. Federal prosecutors said Melanie Denae Williams was charged Tuesday with trafficking minors for sex.
Sex. Do they learn that in broadcast school or something? All reporters say sex the same way. Sex.
Using force or fraud to coerce an adult into prostitution. Williams allegedly ordered a hooker she recruited through social media to strip before throwing bleach on her and beating her with a broomstick. She's being held in custody and could face up to...
It's always funnier when real, like, legit anchors and reporters have to say these horrible things. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. Call in, say hi. If it's been a while, if you've never called in, I promise I'll be nice to you.
Hi, Tim. First time calling in.
Hey.
Hope this is clear. I'm on Skype, so hope this is not a big garbled mess.
It's actually one of the better sounding calls I've had.
First time calling in. I mean, listening since August the 16th in 2005, which I know because it was a Sextastic Tuesday with the Broken Furnace story. Day Zero Sideshow monthly member, so by my estimate, I've passed around $700 your way.
Hey.
Not counting sundry payments like the Click Grid advert I never got to see. So anyway, there's been plenty of thought about calling and about, but as I'm inevitably walking my dogs while listening to the podcast, I don't have a phone, and I've completely forgotten what the point was when I get home. So calling about something you said the other day, a few episodes ago, you mentioned the term hard stool.
Yeah.
You've asked about music recommendations before, so here's one. A band called Crust from the 90s.
Crust?
There's a few songs that have potential to be Devi anthems, like Diet Tree, Chlamydia is Not a Flower, but the track Hard Stool has it all. It's about the elderly, it's about bowel movements, there's even prolapses in it. So they were ahead of Cheryl Mikowski by a good couple of decades. So,
oh, this is like an older band.
Definitely recommend that. It's on YouTube. Check it out. Hard Stool by Crust. Excellent stuff.
What a recommendation.
So I'm going to leave this short and sweet.
Call into your local radio station and request Hard Stool by Crust.
One last thing. Check out, while you're on YouTube, Iron Brew adverts.
What?
I know you tried the soft drink, you didn't like it, but they're advertising.
Oh,
Iron excellent stuff.
What was it?
So, I'm going to leave this short and sweet. One last thing.
Sorry.
Check out, while you're on YouTube, Iron Brew adverts. I know you tried the soft drink, you didn't like it.
Iron Brew.
But their advertising is always hilarious. The most recent one got a bit of controversy for the pronunciation of can't.
All right, I will check that out. You know, I did look up on YouTube Crust Hard Stool. So we've got a little bit of that right now for you. This sounds like a fifth grade band recital. When I grew too old to be out on my own, my son put me in a nursing home where I could get 24-hour care from the well-trained staff that they have there. Well, it's not the best of money. The way he sings, you know, it kind of reminds me of the kid who fucks his husky. I want to fuck a husky up his little tail hole. Jesus Christ, this is awful. Okay. You fast forward a bit here. Hot stool. All right. Thank you very much for that recommendation. A couple more voicemails here. Is this Spiral Hamfucker?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
There's football event going on apparently today. I wouldn't know. Tony Hawk for president. So hey.
Yeah, you know, like Spiral Hamfucker, even though he sounds just like a fat drunk dude, he's like, you know, he's kind of like a skater,
watching
right?
Watching YouTube videos, and there's
something
this
like a surfer guy, maybe
girl that's pro Trump, and I realized, holy shit, is there a vernacular for that? You know, everyone knows that a black male sellout is an Uncle Tom,
right?
So if you're a black female and you believe in right wing. So what are you, Uncle Don? No, Aunt Don. Does it have to rhyme?
Aunt.
Very confused. Mm. Hey, Boo, I love you very much. It's a day of mourning. Both my fish have passed.
Aww.
One of them last week.
So sorry for your loss.
Hey, I know.
Do people get emotionally attached to their fish? Fish are just like, you can't really touch them. I mean, you can, but I mean, you know, I've had fish before. Those, like, one of those, like, little, like, I can't remember the name of them. They're, like, Chinese fighting fish. What they're called.
Hey, fabulous podcaster. It's new lifetime members. I mean, some guy in Japan. And soon to be patron as soon as I get done changing credit card companies. Just
a likely story.
Say, I've been under a huge amount of stress lately at work and with moving.
Me too. Me too.
And the archives have kept me sane.
Hey, one great reason to sign up for the sideshow, the archives.
Went back and downloaded 2014. And I just keep one playing in the car all the time at work, exercising. Awesome.
I think I need to zip up 2016 and 2015.
The soothing voice of Timmy Boo makes all that stress melt away like
Oh, we don't do the zipped anymore, do we? I post the feed.
Heard it in the mouth of a Japanese porn star.
Make it easy for you guys. There's special feeds for the year. So, like, there, and you add it to your podcast app. So there's like a feed for 2014, and you'll have every single episode of DV at your fingertips. Oh, it's the sideshow is just so ingenious and wonderful.
So if you aren't a sideshow member, do it.
Yes.
But anyway.
Wow, hard sell today.
I have a question. Are you and Lord Douche the stylish homemaking kind of gays or not?
No.
When I was renting in the States a long time ago,
we have no fashion sense or interior design.
He'd rent to gay men over anyone else because they took really good care of the property. They decorated well.
No, that's not us.
And it was worth more when they left than when they moved in.
No.
And he also never rented to lesbians because they lived like slobs and they had broken windows and domestic disturbance calls.
You are so right about that. You know, before I moved in with Lord Douche years ago, I was living with Joey. Remember, I lived in Ashtabula. Then I moved back down here to Columbus, and we lived in a duplex. And the people that lived on the other side of the house were a lesbian couple. And, oh, my God, the fights they had.
Time they broke up with a girlfriend.
Yeah, and they broke up. You know, like, it was like a total stereotypical lesbian relationship. They had just met. Boom, they move in together. And then it was just, like, constant fighting. May have been some physical altercations. I don't know. And then one day, one of the dykes was just gone.
Wait, I've always had the
dead, buried in the backyard, possibly.
Impression that you were just ordinary, messy guys. But
yeah.
All this talk of home and garden shows has made me wonder.
Well, you know what happens is when you're in that mode, you know, when we were looking at houses and thinking about, you know, the type of place we want to live at, then you sort of like get into it. You watch other people like renovation shows and whatever. No.
Your house can look like a bed and breakfast when you're done?
No.
Or will it just like any look
I'll
like any
show you guys.
Midwest?
I mean, right now it's just like a house full of boxes. And it's not, I mean, it doesn't look
house.
Like a home.
Inquiring
right
minds
now.
Want to know. I love the house talk because I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, take care. Keep
every
up
every fucking day there's something new going on. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's it. Oh, God.
Governor said you broke. What happens when you broke? Means you got no money.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're sideshow members, I will see you back tomorrow for the Thursday program. Otherwise, I'll be back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Fuck! I'm rocking the suburbs.